Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Happy Hour Podcast. We are ready to celebrate Super Wild Card Weekend. Can you believe we actually made it? There's some wild weather across the country this week for wild card games, including where I'm at. Temperatures have already plummeted. Can't wait to see the Dolphins out there playing in this kind of weather in Kansas City. We will get to all the games. I will give you my quick thoughts on the games and my picks. I published a little bit longer version of picks online yesterday if you want to go read those. But first, let's start with some news and notes of the week. With the 2023 season coming to an end, it's usually a time where a lot of teams look to make coaching changes. We saw three teams make coaching changes in season. The Panthers fired Frank Reich, the Raiders fired Josh McDaniels, and the Chargers fired Brandon Staley. But that was kind of just the appetizer. It didn't take long after the games ended last Sunday for the Falcons to part ways with Arthur Smith. The Titans ended up parting ways with Mike Vrabel. He'll be an interesting candidate to watch on the open market. As kind of expected, Washington Commanders starting to really turn over that organization, parted ways with Ron Rivera. So those were some that people saw coming. Then we got some major ones as the week kind of played out. On Wednesday, the Seahawks decided to part ways with Pete Carroll. It became clear kind of in exit interviews that wasn't a mutual decision. And then on Thursday, the one that we've wondered about for a while, again, came out not to be a mutual decision exactly. But Bill Belichick is out for the Patriots. And the Patriots actually already replaced him. They hired Gerard Mayo yesterday, so that'll be interesting. Kind of a young player, somebody who played for Bill Belichick. That is a franchise that probably is going to need something of a rebuild and something going forward. So there were 8 openings for a time, now down to 7 openings, but a lot of intriguing openings. Be curious to see if Bill Belichick goes somewhere to coach again in 2024. As I mentioned, Mike Vrabel is expected to be kind of a hot and interesting name. And, you know, it's possible, depending on how some of these early playoff games go, that we might not even be done with some openings. So we'll have to see how all that goes. But launching into the offseason, a lot of big hot stove news. It's going to be interesting to watch. Now let's get to what we really want to talk about, and that is the playoff preview. And we kick things off Super Wild Card Weekend, 6 games over 3 days. We have 2 games today on Saturday, 3, a full slate on Sunday, and then we close it out with Monday Night Football. The first game up features the Cleveland Browns, led by Joe Flacco, against the Houston Texans, who ended up being the surprise winners of the AFC South after the Jaguars kind of fell apart down the stretch. Houston is at home. C.J. Stroud, a possible Rookie of the Year candidate, he would be my pick. I think this game actually features in Kevin Stefanski and D'Amico Ryans, the two guys who are the leading contenders for Coach of the Year. This should be pretty interesting. Cleveland coming in, battling the Houston Texans. Cleveland came to Houston in December, 136-22, but that was one of the games when C.J. Stroud was out. Will it make a difference with him being back? I think this is going to be a good, fun, and competitive game, but I am taking the Browns in this one. Next up, the Saturday night game is in Kansas City. features the Miami Dolphins, who lost on Sunday Night Football last week to drop down to the sixth seed, traveling to battle the third-seeded Kansas City Chiefs. Tyreek Hill coming back to Kansas City. These two teams played each other earlier in the year as well. It was a 21-14 victory for Kansas City, but that one was in Germany. Kind of a weird flow in that game. Kansas City led 21-0 at the half, didn't score in the second half. Miami putting up all of the points in that half. The weather will be a huge factor tonight. Supposed to be below zero temperatures, a near below 30 below wind chill. That's usually not something that favors a Miami Dolphins team. However, I don't know why, you know, everything, you know, Miami's record against good teams, the weather, the fact that they're completely beat up and have a bajillion injuries on defense, all would suggest going against Miami. But for whatever reason, I'm picking the Dolphins in this one.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So we will see how that plays out. Should be an interesting one to watch. Next up, the first game Sunday morning is the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Buffalo Bills. Steelers got into that wild card game when Jacksonville lost. The Bills won on Sunday Night Football to capture the number two seed. They finished the season hot. They won five straight to finish at 11-5 to get back home. Weather not supposed to be great in Buffalo either, but you would figure Pittsburgh and Buffalo are used to playing out in these conditions. It's interesting to me that all three AFC games are being played before any of the NFC games. Just kind of a weird way the schedule fell. I like Josh Allen and Buffalo in this one. I think they get the win at home. Pittsburgh, a kind of nice Cinderella, winning three in a row with Rudolph to end the season, but I don't think they will get past Buffalo here. The main Sunday afternoon game, Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy's old team at the Dallas Cowboys, who ended up the number two seed, winning the NFC East, kind of a big get for them. Packers, a good young offense. They've had some good moments. They're an interesting team to kind of watch and follow, but I think Dallas will get the win at home here. This isn't the game I'd worry about for Dallas. I think it's when they get a little bit further in the playoffs, although the Packers could push them. But Dallas has been a much better home team, and they have a pretty good offense and defense. The Sunday night game features Matthew Stafford's return to Detroit in the playoffs as the Rams, who have finished as the sixth seed, will go to battle the third-seeded Detroit Lions. Jared Goff also facing his old team. You know, it's been 30 years since the Dolphins won a division championship. Big return to the playoffs. It's going to be very emotional facing their former quarterback in Stafford. He was there for such a long time. It was kind of his trade that paved this new look in Detroit. But I like the Lions in this one. The Rams have a great offense. I think this is going to be a close game. You know, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, and Kyren Williams are really good. It's also possible Detroit will end up playing without Sam Laporta, but I just like the Lions at home to get the win here and to advance and to keep kind of this magical story and season going. The final game of the weekend is a curious one. Monday Night Football, the Eagles, who really ended the season on a slump, losing 5-6, kind of backed their way into the playoffs as the number five seed against the Buccaneers, who, the NFC South wasn't a great division. It was right there for the taking for them. But they still struggled. They lost to the Saints in Week 17 and then only put up 9 points in getting a narrow victory over the Carolina Panthers, a 2-15 team, to get into the playoffs. But they are at home. You know, the Eagles defense hasn't been great. The Eagles offense has been inconsistent as well. So this is two kind of mercurial teams. But for me, I'm going to stick with the Eagles. I just think that they have a more talented roster. I like what Baker Mayfield did with the Buccaneers. I think it was great for them to be able to go to 9-8 and make it into the playoffs. But I think the Eagles are the better team. So those are my picks for the weekend. Browns and Dolphins on Saturday. That would be two road teams. Bills, Cowboys, Lions, all three home teams on Sunday, and then Eagles, another road team on Monday. So we will see how all that shakes out. My picks against the spread, I did end up finishing over 500 for the year. I finished 9-7 last week, 139 and 133 for the season. See how my playoff predictions go. Before we get out of here, for those of you who are entertainment-minded folks, please join us tonight at 7 Eastern as we will be voting on the North American Film Critics Association Awards live. I'm proud to be a part of that group. Really looking forward to getting that energy going and seeing how the end of the year shakes out for awards there. And then you can find me and Eric tomorrow night at 7 Eastern. We will be looking at Mean Girls and the movie Soul, which re-released in theaters this weekend. So that'll be a little bit fun. It never had a theatrical run. It was one of those Pixar films that kind of got put on streaming during the COVID pandemic. So it gives us a chance to chat a little bit about that. Both movies featuring Tina Fey. So that should be a little bit of fun. We will see you for those. And otherwise, enjoy a full slate of games. This is the biggest week of games we have left in the NFL season. Goes down from here, only four next weekend to the following weekend, then a week off before the Super Bowl. So the final countdown is in. Let's get excited. NFL playoffs are here.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.